Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is your coach, Chanel Budd, here on the Selfless Love Talk Radio Show. This morning, I'm going to be presenting to you a phenomenal guest speaker, and her name is Janelle Jones. I'm excited to have her on, and again, I welcome all of my phenomenal guest speakers on this platform because we are all doing similar things, but the greatest of all is we are creating the change and being the change that we would like to see in this world, and we are to support each other in doing so because, honestly, we can't do it alone. And so, you know, I'm grateful to have her on the show this morning, and I will be turning the show over to her in just a moment. But I just wanted to say, you know, that I welcome Janelle Jones on the show, and I'm excited for you all to hear exactly what she does and what she'll bring to add change, valuable change in the world. Miss Janelle, are you here?
I am.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
So I just introduced you, and I wanted everyone to just know that, you know, it takes more than just one person to create the change and to support each other. And so that's exactly why I am grateful and honored to welcome you and have you as a guest speaker on the show.
Well, I appreciate you actually having me. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. So I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to you. And would you mind, like, you know, just giving a brief description of who you are and then go from there?
Sure. So my name is Janelle Jones, and I like to say who I am on paper. I have a bachelor's degree in social work and a master's degree in social work. I am currently a licensed social worker in the state of Ohio. I work at a hospital as a social worker, so I'm a medical social worker there. And I like to say on purpose, I am a business owner, a certified life coach, an author, and a speaker. So I started my own publishing company called Melanin Grace Publishing, LLC, really to have my own voice heard. I wanted to create an opportunity for many women, women of color, children of color, to be able to shed their light. And not just, you know, I don't focus just on color, but I do have a story behind that. So I wanted to focus on all of that. I operate also under Janelle Jones Empowered. My whole point or my whole theme is really to empower and equip women and girls to understand their worth, to know who they are, and to love themselves.
That's amazing. Can you share a little bit more in regards to the actual book, It All Begins With You, please?
Oh, yes. So under my publishing company, I wrote a book called It All Begins With You, 9 Affirmations to Help You Love Yourself and Know Your Worth. The book has 9 affirmations in it, and they are to know yourself, to forgive yourself, to release yourself from pain, to love yourself, to be yourself, to promote yourself, to visualize yourself, to apply yourself, and to care for yourself. So those are my affirmations that I use to help women really, again, understand who they are, love themselves, and know their worth. A lot of it is done for people who feel like they are kind of overwhelmed, they are overworked, they're undervalued, just really to have a grasp on who they are and begin to take those action steps to get them to where they want to be. A lot of times people wait for different moments, really the perfect moment that don't exist, to try to get their goals done or completed to start living their dreams. And my goal, because I was that woman who, you know, was stood between what she wanted and where she was, and I didn't like where I was, and I figured or I understood that in order to get to where I wanted to be, I had to do something differently, but I didn't know what that was. So I tried to incorporate a lot of things that I learned in my own life that helped me jump, that helped me take those risks and really begin to work towards those things that I truly wanted to do. So I use different practical methods and practical tools to help women through that journey. Also, one of the biggest things I learned from my own self was the struggle of being hurt. I'm not really dealing with those issues that I went through in the past and allowing them to define me. And one of the things I really want women to do, particularly, is really go through that healing process, because you can look through any type of situation that you're in through two lenses, a dirty lens or a healed lens. Actually, I'm out in California, and I was with my cousin yesterday. You know, she took the camera and she wiped it off, because when we were snapping pictures, it was unclear because we had all this fog and all these fingerprints on it. And sometimes we are looking at things through that vision, that hurt lens, and we're not really operating properly. But then when you take the shirt to clean it off, you can clearly see. And that's what we need to do a lot of times, is heal ourselves, or not ourselves, because I believe that you get healed from God, but just go through that healing process so then we're operating differently. And it's hard to heal when you're not forgiving people or you're not forgiving yourself. So really going through that process as well, because the one thing you don't want to do is look at your life and 30 years gone by and you're still in a situation, or you're still dealing with the residual of the pain that you went through 20 years ago. And, you know, in fact, people have done so much to you. Whatever has happened to you is not saying that, you know, letting them off the hook, or they, you know, maybe they deserve whatever. But what it's saying is, I am able to freely live my life, that what they did to me is no longer hurting me or hindering me, and actually walking fully in your purpose.
Thank you. That's good. I'm going to start asking a few questions, if you don't mind.
No.
Okay, so one of the questions that I would like to ask is, what does unselfishly putting yourself first mean?
So that is like the big question that we ask. And the reason why I wanted to talk about how to unselfishly put yourself first was because if you're any person, you probably have multiple roles. You're probably, you know, an employee somewhere. You maybe have kids. You probably have a lot going on. But a lot of times, if you really look at women, women have several roles. You know, you could be a mother, a wife, an employee, a student, an entrepreneur, an aunt, a friend. You can have all these roles. And the thing with women is we tend to juggle them or attempt to juggle them well, and then we forget to put ourselves first. You know, we are doing everything for everybody, and then we are forgetting to really look out for ourselves. I don't know about you guys, but in my household, I feel like I'm the glue that holds everything together, right? You know, I'm up at night thinking about, okay, did I pay for his lunch for school? Did he go to the doctor's appointment? Did the dog go outside? You know, you're thinking about all this stuff, and then you forget to care about yourself. You're running around, and you're going everywhere. You're overextending yourself, and then at the end of the day, you have nothing left for you. And one of the things that I was doing, you know, I was going to work 40 hours a week, and then by the time I got home, I didn't want to do anything, but I had to cook dinner. I had to figure out what was going on with this kid and what's going on with this kid and my mom, and it became to the point where I had nothing left to give for myself, so I wasn't even doing anything in my purpose. It was just on the back burner. Well, I was in a situation where I got to that place where, you know, I just needed to figure it out, and then that allowed me to begin to go back to my dreams and pull them off the shelf. Because if you really look at your life and how you're, like, doing things, you have to really figure out, are you getting the best value out of it? Like, yeah, you don't want 30 years to go by, the kids are out at home, and then you're sitting there trying to determine who you are. And so that is one of the things that is learning how to unselfishly put yourself in a position where you're not trying to build up who you are and 50 years went by.
Understood. That's good. The next question I'm going to ask is, what recommendations can you provide to help others put themselves first?
Sure. When it comes to putting yourself first, I know a lot of people feel like, you know, I have to do this. I can't just abandon my kids. And no one is saying abandon your kids. No one is saying, like, okay, you know what, I'm not going to, you know, prioritize anything. But what we're saying is, when do you put yourself in the equation? And how are you doing that? So one of the things that I tell people to do when it comes to putting yourself first is, first of all, you need to understand who you are. And you really need to know your worth, because if you don't understand you, and a lot of people skip this part, you'll be amazed how many 80-year-old people don't know who they are. They've never taken the time to assess who they are, to get to know themselves. They spend time in relationship, or they spend time, you know, their identity is with their children or it's in something else, but they never take the time to dissociate from everything and really take the time to get to know who they are. They're doing everything, you know, they're so busy, but they're not productive, and it's really taking that opportunity to do an assessment and understand you. If you don't know who you are, then you don't know where you're going. So that is the one thing that I recommend for anybody. That is the first step, is to really sit down and get to know you. Sometimes that's a challenge for people, because that means you're going to have to be alone sometimes. And sometimes people don't have it a long time. They have little kids, but you're in your car by yourself. Turn the music off, you know, get to know your thoughts and your feelings and what's going on. And this is another reason why people don't properly heal, because they're not taking the time to do that. They're doing everything else instead of dealing with the pain. You know, they're just moving. And then what happens is you're moving, but that pain is just sitting there. And the dangerous part of that pain is, if it's not dealt with, it is passed on to your children. So it's really, if you look at that from that point, because children learn by what they see. And a lot of times, if you're operating in that hurt, that pain that's still bothering you, that's how they're going to operate. So you want to be able to operate and be liberated in who you are, and so that your kids can pick that up too. So that is the first thing I would recommend when it comes to actually, you know, getting to put yourself first. The next thing I would suggest is to set boundaries. I had to set boundaries with my mama. And that was difficult, because I was like, this lady is crazy. Like, I love my mom, don't get me wrong, but the demand that she put on me, because I was a child who, you know, was the available / responsible one, was, you know, every day you're off, I want you to run to the store for me, because my mom is an elderly woman, and she didn't drive. And I'm like, lady, you know, I have, you know, 1,000 things, like my multiple roles that I'm doing, I cannot run to the store with you. So I tried to bargain with my mom, and hey, you know, what about I pick one day out of the week where, you know, I can run some errands for you. You know, you make a list of the things that you need, and then on that day, we'll go. You know, because what would happen was, when she would think about it, that's when she would call me asking to do it. Okay, instead of calling me, write it down. You know that Monday is the day that I go running an errand for you. You just write it down and I do it that day. She's not obliged to my terms. You know, because she's my mom, so she's like, no, you're going to do what I say. So I had to say the magic word, no, which is the next step, is learn the magic word, no. I had to say, no, I'm not doing that. You know, if it's impacting my health, I am not about to, no, I can't. And, you know, you have some upset people. I had to do that with my children, you know, my son. Oh, mom, I forgot my basketball shorts. Well, guess what, brother? You're not getting them today, because that's your responsibility to take your shorts. I am not about to, you know, and let's say it take a half an hour to get to and from his school, but at the end of the day, that's taking time out of my day to bring them, when you are the one who need to be responsible for this stuff. So, no, I won't do that. So, you know, really creating those boundaries, saying no, even if it's going to upset some people, but you have to think about it. If you're in a position where you're trying to care for yourself, let's say you're trying to, you know, get your business started or whatever you're doing, and you're doing everything else for everybody else, then when are you going to get a chance to kind of get to where you want to be? You're not, because you're busy servicing everybody else. And some of these things that people are asking you to do have nothing to do with your purpose. And what happens is, society makes us think that if we don't do this, if we're not this type of daughter, if we're not this type of mother, if we're not doing all these things, that something is wrong with us. But that's a flat lie. It's just a flat out lie. Because the truth of the matter is, if you're not taking care of yourself, I guarantee you everybody else around you will fall apart. Think about it. If I'm the glue that holds everything together, because when I'm sick, I still got to move. When everybody else is sick, you know, I got to take care of them. So if I'm the glue that holds everything together, now I'm not operating in my best self, which my best self is my true authentic self, then how am I helping anybody around me? When you're your best self, you're liberating others around you to be their best self. But if I am your enabler and I'm running to the rescue and doing everything for you, you would never learn, one. And then, two, you're wasting my time, right, so that I could be doing something else. So you have to set those boundaries. The next thing is you need to start now and stop waiting for the perfect moment. There is no perfect moment. If we ever had a perfect moment, we would never do anything because that don't exist. And with that being said, you will never be perfect. You continue to do so. You continue to perfect your craft until you get there. I know so many people wait to start their businesses, write their books, do their online store because they don't think it's the right or the perfect moment, or they don't have this or they don't have that. And there's so much stuff that they're like saying that they don't have, and you don't need a lot of that stuff. Just start. You know, as time go on, you will understand and you will get better at whatever it is you need to do. And then talk to your family. I haven't had to talk to my family. Hey, this is what I'm doing now. You know, I had a shift, and this is what I'm doing now. You know, so I'm rolling with it. Now, again, you have to learn how to prioritize. You can't just totally neglect your loved ones and be like, you know, good luck. You know, you got a 5- and 6-year-old. Good luck with, you know, good luck with that. Well, you kind of got to feed them, you know. So it's not totally neglecting your responsibilities, but it's prioritizing it. It's learning to put it in a way where, let's say you got kids, they're 5 and 6 years old. Okay, I need y'all in bed by 8:30. From 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, you working on your stuff. Excuse me. Next, you understand that you are responsible for your purpose. You are here for a reason. There is a reason why God created you. I don't care how minute you think it is, you're here for a purpose. You are responsible for your purpose. And I hear a lot of women, well, my husband, you know, I'm his support person and I'm his helping person, I'm his helpmate. Yeah, but God has called you to do something as well. Figure out what that is. And it could be something like enhancing the helpmate. Okay, you're an at-home mom. How can you take advantage of being an at-home mom? Write a blog, you know, some of that stuff. And you don't necessarily have to be an entrepreneur, but whatever your gifts are, whatever your purpose are, you are responsible to bring that to pass. So it's one of the things where I had to learn my purpose is not anyone's responsibilities but my own, and I had to own what I was called to do. Some people don't know what that is. That's why you need to understand and get to learn yourself. That's why you get to understand your purpose. But it's my responsibility. It's not my husband's responsibility to be with my purpose. It's not my kid's responsibility. My purpose is my responsibility. So I had to connect with God to understand my purpose, to understand why I was here, what I was called to do, and how I need to walk fully in that purpose. I don't try to do anything to dishonor my family, because that's not how God operates. You know, God makes sure that you're operating in a total flow. So, but I had to learn what that was. I didn't want to, again, get to be 40 years old and look back at my life and I hadn't done anything with it. That one thing I hate to see is a person not live their life. They're just existing. And that was one of the things I just refused to do. And then, again, know your worth. You're here for a reason. That means you were created for a purpose, and that means God called you fit for that purpose, which means that you are worthy. We're faced with so many things that tell us that we're not enough. Society tells us we're not enough. What we see on TV tells us not enough. Social media is screaming we are not enough. We see so many people on social media who's doing it big. But some of that stuff, you know, it could be a facade. Some of it, you know, you don't know what people did to get to where they are. Some of that stuff is real. So you see the end result of a lot of things. But at the end of the day, you have to know your own purpose and understand your worth. One of the things I try to do with social media is try not to be distracted with it. It's a great platform to use with your business, to grow your business, to connect with family. And it's not all bad, but if you're using it properly, you can win with it. But then when you start, oh, she on vacation, oh, she doing this, oh, but I ain't doing nothing, oh, she doing this in her business, and she got that going on, oh, maybe I need to do that. And I had to stop doing that, because I would do that, like, compare and compete, and it would be like, girl, that person, what they doing don't have anything but what God told you to do. You know, and it's a process. whatever God has you to do is a process to you getting there. So what you see them doing, they have their own process. So instead of you getting mad or jealous or whatever the case may be, stay in your lane. And let me define that. Staying in your lane don't mean you're just doing one thing. It's just you're doing what God told you to do. So then you're not feeling bad because you feel like someone is up a level. They're where they need to be. And you have your own process, so go through that. So those are things I would suggest when it comes to unselfishly putting yourself first. You really have to debunk those societal myths that if you put yourself first, then something is wrong with you. It's so the opposite is true. If you put yourself first, everything else around you will fall in place. And it don't mean that you neglect. Now, let me just make that clear. It doesn't mean that you neglect any responsibility that I ain't going to work today. You know, because she told me to put myself first, so I need to go to sleep. That's not what I'm saying. You know, you got to use wisdom in it. But one of the things I had to do was I had to go, okay, you know, for me, I actually had more responsibility added on to me because I have a family member that's very sick. She's dealing with, like, stage 4 cancer. She doesn't have a lot of support, so I had to step in. And so I had to go, okay, I need to take these many days. Okay, she don't have any appointments this week. So I want to take these many days to shut myself out. I'm going to turn my phone off. I'm going to just relax and just soak in this me time. Because if I do not, because there's so many people who have demands on me, but I don't have to answer to all of them, I will lose my mind. So what I want to do instead is I'm going to decompress, shut out from the world, and I need to focus on some things, but the other things, I'm just going to relax, read, watch TV to rejuvenate, because what happens if when I don't do that, I'm snappy. So I'm hoping that is helpful to you, because you got to get out this situation where, you know, if you don't jump in, something is going to break. Well, let it break. That'd be okay. You know, my son, he'll be 18 soon, and, you know, he had a situation. And I was like, you know what, I am not going to, you don't have to figure this out. And you know what, he ended up coming around and being like, oh, okay, he was okay. You know, trust God with your children, trust God with yourself, but don't feel obliged that if you're not, you know, this superwoman, then something is wrong with you. That's a whole lie.
Janelle, thank you so much for that, because you nailed it. Like, every single area and aspect of the boundaries, you know, of putting yourself first, of making those sacrifices that you need to make sure that you have your self-care. Like, all of those things are very important, and a lot of people do not know or can't even see, you know, the difference between the two. So I thank you for that, because, I mean, even for myself, I really, like, working on your own, you know, your own entrepreneurial and purpose platforms, and then, you know, working full time and still trying to still take care of yourself. I mean, you have to find that balance, you know. So I love it. I love it.
Thanks.
So you're welcome. The next question I have is going to be about you. So, like, what are the next steps for you?
Like, so for me. I'm actually currently on a book tour. We're wrapping up the last leg of the tour. I'm doing a book tour with Authors in Business. I'm currently in LA, and this is like the last leg of the book tour. It's such a nice experience to get out to see different. I've never been to LA, and to really, what we do is we tell our story, you know, why we wrote the book, the books and things like that. So it all begins with you. 9 affirmations to help you love yourself and know your worth has a workbook to it, because, again, I didn't want to – one of the things that I am so passionate about is I want results. Like, I don't want you just to read, you know, my story. So in my book, I'm talking about – I share my personal, very personal stories, but I also provide tips on how you – can do the same thing. But then I have a workbook that go with that. And in the workbook, it includes a 30-day gratitude journal, but the workbook allows you to go that through that. So some of the questions will be, you know, dealing with, dealing with forgiving yourself. You know, that can be difficult at times. I find that we're quick to, not quick, But sometimes it's easy to forgive other people versus forgiving ourselves. And we're, you know, especially if you're raised in church, you're told, you know, Jesus forgave, so you need to forgive people. But then we don't internalize that for the things that we've done, you know, the people that we've allowed in our life, those situations we've stayed in. And the workbook kind of helps through that. Like, okay, let's deal with that stuff, because if you don't deal, you don't heal. And so so we're wrapping up the book tour, and so you get a chance to share your story and your why, you know, why you're doing this, and it really is a great opportunity. I am also working on going to London in 2020. I was in another book, I did a collaboration, and this book is called Ain't No Plan B, and it's really 17 women talking about their entrepreneur journey and what they went through, because in entrepreneurship, people think it's easy, and it's not. Well, it has not been for most of the people that I know. It's been, you know, work, but it becomes those things where you have a defined line between what you really want versus, you know, settling. You know, if you believe that you have an entrepreneurship calling on your life and you know that it's your part of your purpose, then you want to have to do what you need to do to get there. And sometimes that journey can be very challenging because you're faced with disappointments, you're faced with failures, and you're faced with all these type of things that make you want to quit, right? It's a natural reaction. But what I've learned that is if you are doing this thing, I mean, it don't even have to be a business. When I'm saying entrepreneurship, it could be anything purpose-wise. When you do that stuff, a lot of times you're going to be faced with failure. But most of the people who are successful, in fact, all the people who are successful failed at something. I just read a quote the other day that said, failure is an experience and not the person. You know, a lot of people internalize failure as their failures, but it's not you are a failure. It's that the experience failed. That does not mean quit. It means try harder, try a different path, try something new, but it don't mean that you are a failure. So that was one of the things that I learned. So that's a great book that's coming out. I have a children's book called Beauty and Mahogany, and that book is a book written to brown skin girls because I, as a brown skin girl, had trouble with my skin. I didn't think it was pretty, and so, you know, I grew up thinking that, you know, you're in that cultural society, unfortunately, in the African-American community, where you're taught that if you're a certain color, then you're better, and if you're another color, then you're not. And so which is not true, but that's how society brands us. So one of the things I want to do is debunk that myth and teach young girls to love the skin that they're in, but not only that, but to also appreciate your other girl's skin tone, not to hate on her and not compete with her, because we need to collaborate. You know, we need to build. And so with that book, I created a in-school program, so I have an 8-week program for that help girls with their self-esteem and their confidence and conflict resolution and things like that to help that. And I'll probably do a couple more books next year with one will be my children's book, Beauty and Mahogany, and then also I want to do a couple things to build, like, in business stuff. So that is kind of where I am now, excited for the new adventures and things like that. And I don't know, and also one more thing I forgot. I redesigned my coaching program, and my coaching program is now called Empower Entrepreneurs Coaching. And again, it's not necessarily if you're like, okay, I want to start this business. It's really like to give life to your dreams. If you're an entrepreneur, that's great. But I wanted to be able to work with people who are ready. And the purpose of my program is I am a life coach, not a business coach. I'm not going to teach you 10 things to do to get your business jumping. What I want to do, though, is we're going to work through those affirmations that we talked about earlier, and we want to deal with you. I want to deal with those inner challenges that you have, those fears that you have that are keeping you from moving forward, those saboteurs that you have in your mind and from your experiences that's keeping you moving forward, and really unearth the value that you have to bring to the world. That is what I do in my entrepreneurship or in my coaching program, is deal with that stuff so that you're able to be a successful entrepreneur. Because with me, I learned in my personal life, if I didn't deal with stuff, it carried over into my professional life. So one of the things that I dealt with was I had an issue with abandonment and rejection. And so when I first launched in my business a few years ago or a couple years ago, and I would do like webinars or whatever I would do and people wouldn't show up for them, I would feel rejected. No one likes to feel rejected. You know what I mean? Like, no one likes that feeling. And because I would feel that way, I would retreat. I wouldn't do anything. Like, for weeks or months, I would just be stagnant. And then it caused my business to not move because it's like, girl, you know, we're not seeing you except for a couple months. And then we almost have to start that process over. And so I had to learn how to be consistent no matter what, even though I felt disappointed or I felt hurt or I felt rejected. I had to learn how to move anyway. So that's one of the things I wanted to focus on with other people who are just starting with their entrepreneurship process or their dreams and get them to push through so that they're able to get to the other side of it.
That's great. Thank you so, so much.
Yeah,
everything that you said to me, I wanted to know if you could please tell the listening audience how they can connect with you after the show. And also, like, you know, for your books, where they can purchase your books and everything as well.
Sure. So I do have a website. It's JanelleJonesEmpowers.com. And Janelle is J-A-N-E-L-L. Because a lot of people, you know, put the E at the end. There's no E. All my social media handles, my Instagram, my YouTube, and my Facebook are all under Janelle Jones Empowers, so you can reach me that way social media-wise. If you want to purchase my books, I am available on Amazon. If you go to Amazon and type in Janelle Jones Empowers, you'll see my name. Please look for the It All Begins With You book and not – there's another book on there called How to Maximize Your Greatest Asset, which is the same. I changed the name, so don't get that book. You also go to my website to order the books. It'll pull it from Amazon, but you can go from there to order them and then go from there. So if you want to email me, you can email me at support@JanelleJonesEmpowers.com.
Thank you so, so much. We're going to go ahead and end the well, first of all, let me just ask this. We can go ahead and we're going to say a closing prayer, okay?
Okay.
I do this at the end of all my shows just because, you know, I want us to have, like, I want us to have food, spiritual food, and uplift. And so right now I'm going to go ahead and just say thank you, Lord. Thank you for the day today. Thank you for, you know, bringing Janelle Jones into this platform, Lord. And I'm just praying for all of my listening audiences and myself and Janelle in our walk, in our lives, our families, Lord, that you give us everything that we need. You know what our needs are, Lord. You know the path that you have set before us, Lord. And so I'm just asking you to continue to guide and direct us. I'm asking you to give us the financial blessings. I'm asking you to give us the covering, the strength, the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, Heavenly Father, and also the power to change and heal the people that you have called into our ministries, Lord. This is all a part of the plan. All the connections are divine. And so I'm just asking you again, Father God, to continue to just be with us and show us. And bring those who we are called to serve, Lord, bring them to us, Father God. And, you know, just protect us and keep us and bless us throughout this week and going forward in our purposes, our businesses, our family and our lives, our coming and our going. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and end the show. And Janelle, before we go, I want to let you know also that you can share this across your platforms as well. It's all going to be recorded, so you'll be able to connect with anyone for them to be able to hear if they did not hear the show. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, I'm going to go ahead and everybody have a blessed, wonderful Saturday. Until next time.